As I mentioned, this weekend we're celebrating our parish feast day, the archangels. We have St. Michael with us in the sanctuary. What do the angels do? The angels do two things. Number one, the angels of God worship God. Different parts in the Bible, especially in the book of Revelation, we see how the angels worship God day and night, constantly. Constantly before the throne in heaven, worshiping God. They worship God. And number two, the angels of God serve God. They serve at his bidding. They serve as his messengers, as protectors for us. Angels spend their entire existence worshiping God and serving God. The gospel that the church gives us today for this feast day is the story of Nathanael, who's also known as Bartholomew, his first encounter with Jesus. I talk about this a lot because it is so important, but at the center of our faith, at the heart of the Christian faith, is an encounter with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And once again, that's what we have in the gospel today, someone encountering Jesus and his life is changed forever. Philip, the eventual apostle, brings Nathanael Bartholomew, the eventual apostle, he brings him to Jesus. And Jesus says, here is a true child of Israel, there's no duplicity in him. And Nathanael's like, how do you even know me? And Jesus says, before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. Now, we don't know when Nathanael was sitting under some fig tree or what he was doing under that fig tree, but something about that in his past when he had been under a fig tree that obviously was pretty important for him, and it was obviously something that only he knew about, that no one else could have known about, especially this random stranger. And so as soon as Jesus tells him that he saw him under the fig tree, something just clicked in Nathanael's mind. And at that moment, he was instantly brought to faith. And he confesses right there, he says, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. He encounters Jesus. He's brought to faith in Jesus. And then Jesus says, you're going to see greater things than this, Nathanael. And he did. He went on to be one of his disciples, one of his apostles. And then after the resurrection, Bartholomew, Nathanael, like the other apostles, he spent the rest of his life traveling the known world and proclaiming the gospel. And what did he get for it? He was eventually martyred. At the heart of the Christian faith is an encounter. An encounter with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that encounter brings us to faith in him, to believe in him, and then to dedicate our lives to him as his disciple. It's what our faith is all about. And the church today exists to continue that mission, to help men and women encounter Jesus, come to faith in Jesus, and dedicate their lives to following him as his disciple. And one of the concrete ways that we do that we engage in the life of discipleship, is by being active in a Christian community, which we call a parish. This weekend I'm speaking in all the masses, and I'm speaking about the importance of engaging our faith in our parish community. In the bulletin this week, there's a little insert, so make sure, like always, you grab a bulletin and take a look at this insert. It's about this idea of engagement in the life of our parish as Christian disciples. On one side is a little note for me, just acknowledging the fact that we know over the last year or so, for sadly, for a lot of people, there's been a little bit of a disengagement from parish life. And so we really want to kind of encourage people to once again re-engage in the life of our parish. Also, on the bottom of this note, talks about our new parish website. If you haven't seen it, it's really nice. It's really well done. And on our parish website, there's a whole new section on there about how to get involved here at St. Michael. And if you click on that little link, it has a whole list of all the like 50-something different ministries and opportunities we have here to serve and be engaged at our parish. And when you add the Catholic school on top of that, that has its own website and its own ways to be engaged. There are dozens and dozens of ways right here at St. Michael for us to live out that Christian discipleship and be engaged in our parish. What we're also doing on the backside too is, instead of just sending out a laundry list of all these 50 plus ministries and ways to serve at St. Michael, on the other side of this sheet, we've highlighted six particular ministries that right now we're in need of some more help with. So again, I encourage everyone, grab one of these in the bulletin this week, and sometime today, this week, read through this. Look at just these first six ministries that we're highlighting in which we could use some extra help. If you have some more time, go to our new website, check out this new Get Involved section, even kind of scan through all the different ministries we have here. And as you do that, ask yourself the question, Lord, how are you inviting me to be more involved right here in my own parish? On the website or even on this form, there's ways to contact us to say, hey, I'm interested in helping with this. Can I get more information about that? What do the angels of God do? Day in and day out, two things. They worship God and they serve God. As human beings, as Christian disciples, we get to do the same thing, to live lives of worship and service. And the primary way we do that as Christian disciples is right here in our own parish. We worship God by coming to Mass every Sunday, what we're doing right now. That's the most important thing. You know, if somebody was active in like 25 ministries and volunteered all the time, but didn't come to Mass on Sunday, I tell that person, stop volunteering so much. Mass is more important. Worship and service, though. And so again, I would challenge us all to think, along with Sunday Mass, how am I engaged in the life of the parish? Is there one or two or three other ministries or service opportunities that I engage myself in, depending on my schedule, my state in life, my all sorts of factors? But there's something here for everyone, no matter what your schedule is, no matter what your age is, to be more involved in our parish. Today, as we celebrate our feast day, as we celebrate the archangels, let's ask for that grace. Let's ask for their intercession, that they would pray for us, that we could be like them, that we could spend our lives every day and every week worshiping God and serving God. And for us, that means right here in our own parish.